I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Let go.
Access granted.
Where do I start?
Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period.
Ugh, it is so much stuff to uncover.
Spirits. What are they teaching these children in school, child? Okay, just saying, know your laws, know your laws.
Well, I have an opinion and I'm going to voice it, so.
Can someone please explain to me, how is that godly?
Ask yourself this question.
No one is talking about it. And if they are, they're not telling you where to get it. No, okay, wait a minute. I was not ready for that laugh. Wait.
Spirits.
Am I right or am I right? I mean, like, I'm right. The fuck?
No, seriously, that really happened.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it then.
Are you following your purpose?
Spirits, grand rising. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever time you are listening to this. And Abari Ghani, my beautiful spirited butterflies. And welcome back to my podcast. You are listening to My First Amendment, and I am your host, Miss Kiki Kamau. And all October long, spirits, we are talking about sex and we are breaking generational curses in the process. So if you are new here, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you. You are coming back. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with your girl, so you know I love you even more than that. So thank you so much for being here and tuning in, first of all. Again, if you are new, like I said, this is the first part of the show, of the podcast, where we talk 15 to 20 minutes morning greeting. I kind of talk about my children, my poetry, you know, catch y'all up on me, spirit. You got to know about me, you know? Then we get into the quote, then we get into the topic, and then, you know, we close it out. And that's just what it is for season 3 right now. This is the 28th episode. I am just like,
I'm excited too for you. You know, it's been a long time coming, but yo, great rising spirits.
Yes.
It's your boy Z.
Yes.
With the Petro, let's go.
He's back. I didn't feel like I needed to give you an intro because you've been here so many times now. And they know you, right, spirits?
Yeah.
Y'all know him.
No doubt. I'm just glad to be back here with you again, you know?
I'm happy you're here. So tell me, what's going on with you? Where have you been? What's been going on in your week?
I've been busy with the children, you know? You know, actually, we actually had the weekend off of football.
Oh.
But the sports been really keeping, like I told you on the last episode, sports been keeping really
yeah,
busy.
Aaron. Wait, yeah. All of them are playing football or
no,
just?
No, my daughter does volleyball. My son plays basketball and Aaron plays football.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I had the weekend off, no games for 2 weeks. So, gave me a lot of time to just do stuff with them. I took them to Adventure Island, and also on Friday, I took them to Hollow Scream as well.
What? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Well.
Why didn't
actually,
you tell me
it
was
that? Thursday night, actually.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I'm jealous. Now, you know I love Halloween. You didn't invite me.
You know, but
you're wrong.
But also, man, also spirits. You know, I've been really focused on thinking about going back to school.
Yeah.
Just taking my electrical career a little bit more further, because you know, no one wants to unlicensed tradesman. But what about you? How was your week?
All right. That's all you got to say? You seem nervous again.
No, I'm not nervous. I'm good.
I'm always mess with you until you start to get real comfortable in this, because you be seeming like you be so nervous.
I'm just a little tipsy. You know, I'm drinking a little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm drinking a little stress.
I'm just trying to stay focused while
we're
doing the show.
Okay, yo, MA. I love it. So, yes, thank you. So, what's been going on with me? You know, like I said earlier, my children, you know, we did arts and crafts because last weekend, we went to go see The Woman King. And last time, Spirits, I don't know if you remember, I told you I had to go see it because I was trying to do, I was like coming up with my own special segment for another podcast, but I didn't want to talk too much about it until I like had the green light. So I got the green light. So yeah, I went to go see The Woman King so that way I can like critique it. And I just recently did that on the newest episode of the other podcast that I'm on now. Yeah, so.
The Woman King. What was that about?
Oh my God. It was about like women empowerment. It was, I think it was based out in 1863 with the Dahomey tribe women, the African, West African tribe women, where they were supposedly in the movie, they were like protecting and serving and bringing back refugees from camps and returning them to their land and their homeland, so like that. But in all actuality, according to like sources, they say that the real Dahomey tribe women were part of the genocide and part of the slave trade. So they were actually helping them capture the other African people and putting them on the boats. You know what I'm saying? I hope that wasn't true.
What kind of shit is that?
I hope that wasn't true. But they're
what kind
getting...
of, what kind of name is the Homie Tribe and they ain't helping out the homies?
Oh!
How they capturing the homies and they... helping out the homies.
Listen, high five. That was good, babe. Bring it into the real thing. Like, bring it in for the real thing. That was good. I love it. That was so, you caught me off guard. I'm sorry. I wasn't ready for that. I'm sorry. I was not ready for that laugh. But, no, you caught me off guard. But, yeah, so, anyway, it was a beautiful movie. My children loved it. So, this weekend, I just wanted to do arts and crafts. So, we did a bunch of Halloween stuff. We did, like, a Halloween gingerbread haunted house, and then it did like the gingerbread like costume haunted man and all that dumb crazy stuff.
Yeah, I caught a lot of that on Facebook, you know, and Instagram.
Yeah,
I see you've been really active with the children, and
you know, and trying as a single mother, you know, I do what I does, what I can, what I drink, what I can't, what you know.
Well, you does it well.
I try. But as far as my poetry, you know, I'm still putting content on IG. Right now, it's like old content that I've previously wrote, like old poems, like little small poems. And then, continue to put a lot of it on YouTube eventually. Just starting this Friday, actually, I'm going to start putting, like, finishing up my Kwanzaa videos because they're coming out. And then I'll be doing my poetry videos on there. As far as my business and school, what, you got something to say?
Yeah, as far as your Kwanzaa, like... What do you mean you're going to put out Kwanzaa videos on YouTube? What kind of Kwanzaa videos?
Oh, that's a good question. So, Spirits, if you are not aware, I have these Kwanzaa videos that my daughter and I did from day 1 to day 7. We are currently on day 5. If you are not watching me on YouTube, I have, well, not watching me, but subscribe or follow me on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel at Miss Kiki Kamau. And it's on YouTube, and there we just kind of talk about how to celebrate Kwanzaa, what Kwanzaa is, and stuff like that. So it kind of gets you in the spirit of the holidays, because it's coming right back.
A little bit of enlightenment.
Yes, bringing us closer and closer to the flag, to the national flag, to the real flag, you know. Yeah, so sorry about that, Spirits. We got interrupted. But anyway, so going back to my business. So right now, I'm just like currently like building connections again. I'm still creating flyers and working on mobile sites currently. So you can still book me for October if you need me. But, you know, your mobile website won't be done until November if you book me now. And, yeah, that's pretty much been going on with me. Not too much of anything. Just been chilling, you know, my babies, my children, my school, YouTube, you know what I'm saying?
Friends. Busy. You're always going, that's you. Always moving. You're part of the reason why I try to have to step outside of my zone and my comfort zone. And
you be trying to step up your game.
Hell yeah, I got to step up my game. Fucking with you.
Level up.
You always making it.
Sorry,
Spirits, I ain't mean to use the
He know I don't like the N-word, Spirits. I really don't. But it is what it is. You know, I want you to be you. This is my First Amendment, you know? You freedom of speech.
Yeah, but we try to keep it clean for y'all, you know?
Try to keep it clean. So what I was going to say, so you know what the show is about.
Yeah, we're talking about sex,
babe. Hey, let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about
all the good things.
It's all the bad. No, but we're talking about the bad things today, though.
Oh, shit.
It is what it is. You know, last week. Yes. I ain't got no choice. But, you know, sex, we are talking about sex all month long for October Spirits, if you are not aware. But not just sex, you know, particularly sex, but we are just talking about, like, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I'm going to do a recap when we come back after the morning greeting. I'm going to do a recap on what we talked about last week. But, and then when we wrap up the morning greeting, we're going to go into a quote. But before we go into a quote and wrap up the morning greeting, because, you know, we're talking about sex and it's been a while since I've seen you, Z. You know, you've been at. So let's, you know what I'm saying? Let's open up a little bit. I want to know what's been going on with you. Sexually, not just playing, no, for real. But no, let's really have like a small conversation. Let me ask you a question. Okay, let me ask you a question, because I'm going to ask everybody this question. What is your favorite position?
You know, I ain't going to lie. I love to hit it from the back.
Okay.
The reason why I like to hit it from the back, I like to grab those handles. I like to grab the waist, smack that ass.
Why you got to be so close to the mic when you say that?
I'm just trying to get closer to you when I say that.
My God. Anyway, so I think it's so funny that you bring up doggy style, because this particular episode actually is fully in line with doggy style. So let me ask you, are you familiar with the term buck breaking?
Not at all.
Are you serious? You really don't know what it is?
No.
Well, Spirits, if you are not familiar with the term butt breaking, we are going to get all into it when we come back. Right now, we're going to get into this quote. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you a recap of last week's episode, or the week before last week's episode, which was October 3rd. And we're going to talk about this butt breaking. Lego. I say to my brothers and sisters, if nothing else we do, let us be tolerant of each other and share love. By Dr. Sebi. Welcome back, Spirits. If you are tuning in, you are listening to my First Amendment podcast, and I am your host, Miss Kiki Kamau, and we are, you know, lovingly welcomed with his presence. Zethro Monts is here in the building with us, Spirits.
Yes, I am. I'm glad to be back with you guys. I could be anywhere in the world, but I'm here with you, Spirits.
Not the juice, though. Okay, anyway, so.
Who gives a damn? Who says it?
You know, this episode, we are talking about sex. All October long, Spirits, we are talking about sex. You know, so let's do the recap. Last week, excuse me, I'm drinking soda and I do not advise it. Soda is not good for you. But anyway, it's, you know, you only get one life. So last week, you know, I was accompanied by Mark Rich, the hip hop artist, local artist in Tampa here. And you was a part of that, the morning greeting, but you couldn't stick around for the interview, remember? And you were like, oh, I can't. You had to go to work or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, me and Mark, we talked about, because we were also promoting his album, Residual Income. So we talked about, like, puppy love, because there's a couple of songs in there and they talk about sex. So, you know, we're just kind of talking about when you first get introduced to the opposite sex and, you know, when you first recognize what love feels like and, you know, favorite positions and all that stuff. We were just kind of talking about the puppy love of it all, right?
I remember puppy love.
Puppy love was a good time, right? Did you have some puppy loves?
Hell yeah. I think you know it too. I ain't gonna cap.
Oh my God, I get so wrapped up in this podcast, like talking and thinking. I be forgetting who I be talking to sometimes. I be like, oh my God, this is he. Like, the Spirits don't know you, but I know you. I'm up to my, you had somebody love, like, I don't know.
It was you.
And that's why I was like, okay. Sometimes I get so beside myself. But yeah, no. So yeah, puppy love, right? It was like, it's new, it's fresh, it's like, it feels like springtime.
It does.
Right? It's the best kind of love. It's the best kind of conversations.
Yeah, can't wait to
the best hang sex.
Up, hang up.
Everything.
Hang up. Wake up to see that person again. Sometimes y'all hate separating.
Yeah.
You know, like those dates, you know, trying to, that first impression you're trying to make on her.
Yeah.
Trying to make her feel good. I remember a lot of that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And it all feels good, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And then what about like when you are in like those bad times and like it's still frustrating and you know, you're still trying to get to know the person, but sometimes they're starting to piss you off at this point or they're starting to upset you and you know, that love is still there, but the feeling, that butterfly feeling, that springtime feeling goes away, huh?
It damn sure does.
Yeah.
It's like reality is set in.
Ooh, like, excuse me, I burped again, sorry.
It ain't puppy love no more.
It ain't puppy love no more. No, it's the pit bull. It's that doggy dog love. So we want to talk about doggy dog love spirits, and I know you want to talk about doggy dog love. And earlier, before we cut to the break, I had asked Z if he was familiar with butt breaking.
Absolutely not, spirits. I've never ever heard of butt breaking, but it sounds like a sexual position.
Oh my God, spirits, we gonna get into it, and I know you want to know all about it, and I'm super duper excited to tell you. Now, this is not my first rodeo. I am not new to this information, nor am I new to spreading this information, but this is part of my podcast thing. I guess I'm just like, you know what? This is just my thing. You only get one life. And I feel like eventually my daughter's going to be listening to this. And I want them to know who I was. And I want them to know, like, you know, my mama did, you know, she was doing thing.
Man, I can definitely tell you had a good upbringing with your mother. You know, you are a heavy, heavy influence on the community. Every time I see you speaking to somebody, I see that. I can see how you grab their attention as soon as you speak. You don't even know people half the time. They fall in love with you instantly.
Thank you. You know, I try. So, you know,
is
so
that the technique you used on me.
Oh, stop it. Cut it out. Maybe. I don't know. That's next episode, spirits. Tune in. No, but this episode, no, for real. I want to get to the nitty-gritty of it. I really want the spirits to know. Before we talk about butt breaking, I really want to talk about, you know, what women had to endure when we first stepped foot on the boats. I don't know if you know this, but I was watching Roots. Remember we were watching Roots?
Yes.
Do you remember when the man was like, he was like, oh, but they're good for pleasure. Remember he was talking about the women.
The women, yes.
And he was like, but don't they have feelings? He was like, they don't seem like, they're just like animals. They make a lot of animal noises. So, yeah. Spirits, if you aren't aware, you know, the original, originally, I didn't consider, like, wanting to teach or anything like that. I didn't want to, like, put facts and stuff into my podcast. I just wanted to just be a natural person and kind of just talk about my experience and talk about what I kind of know. But my dad placed it upon me to, if I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to speak facts. So, I want to talk about like when we originally came to this country, America. I mean, not originally came, but like when we were brought here by the Europeans. So, at first they didn't really consider us humans. They considered us animals because we, you know, we made a lot of sounds and, you know, we talked different. We had a different accent. We had a different, you know, different language, different everything, right?
Yeah, they really didn't understand us because, you know, we were all from different tribes. You know, when we was watching Roots,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that the only way they could communicate with each other, I don't remember what he said, but he was trying to communicate with other tribes from the boat.
He was like, get to know each other, get to know your brother so we can take over, you know. That's, I remember that part. So yeah, but you know, one point we were not, you know, not considered human, and then they considered us 3/5 human, okay, in order to justify that we don't feel pain, in order to justify their utilization for us. So with women, originally, you know, we were sent here to be whores, barriers, cleaners, cooks, and everything else in between, right? So from the first moment on the boat, we were meant to please the pirates or the Caucasian or the European men, whatever you call them, and any particular act, in any particular way that they deemed necessary and pleased. And that just continued on from the ships onto the plantations.
Basically like sex slaves.
Sex slaves. So we endure all of this pain and all this stuff from the moment they decided, okay, I'm going to capture these people. I'm going to put them in caves. And then, you know, Evie, you remember you were asking me about Woman King earlier, earlier in the show. You were talking to me about Woman King. They showed actually those, like, that graphic detail of them capturing, putting them in caves, and, you know, taking them, and, you know, and talking about their intentions on what they were going to do to these slaves once they got them over there, whether they were going to just only fuck them or only whatever the case may be. So you got something to say about that?
Yeah, so. What I wanted to ask, so is that what backbreaking, what is it called? Buttbreaking.
No, that's not what buttbreaking is. We're going to get into that. But right now, just, yeah. Right now, let me just explain to you all that. We're going to get into that. So, you know, they would always try to discipline us to try to make sure that, like, you're okay. They would discipline us to try to make sure that, like, we were staying, like, in line. So there were certain things that they would do to make sure that we were disciplined. Do you know any of those things that they would do to make sure that we were disciplined?
Yeah, lynch us. You know, I don't know. But I know they kept us in cages. They probably hit the cages and they get us to settle down. I don't know. But I know they had us chained down under those on those slave ships. But I don't know what they did to really keep us, you know, to act accordingly. What did they do?
I mean, they did a lot of things, but in particularly, a lot of the stuff that they did was very sexualized things. Like, for the Africans, they would keep us in line by, like, causing sexual harm and humiliation. Like, humiliating us.
Oh, yeah.
And doing things and, like, sexual things in front of the public. So, like, whether you were, like, it's like one thing to be missing a leg, right? But it's quite another to be missing a leg and then having to, like, have sex with your mama or have sex with your son or your daughter right in front of a whole bunch of other, like, just Caucasian people just watching.
Wow.
And paying to see this. Like, that's the type of stuff that we had to endure.
That's crazy as hell.
Right. Not only were we forced to have incest, not only were we forced to be raped, forced into adultery, forced into prostitution. But they, you know, forced us to perform these services, like I said, in front of an audience.
Like a damn show.
Like we were, yeah.
That's how they thought. That's still what I feel they think of us today as entertainment. We really paid attention to it today. If we're like an entertainer, if we're making them laugh or smile, the music, it seems like, you know, that's what LeBron, people like LeBron is speaking out about now. It's like, they treat us like show monkeys. I heard Michael Jordan say one time that the owner of the Chicago Bulls, he tried to say that that the organization ain't nothing without the coaches and the owners.
Mm-hmm.
But Michael Jordan said, how in the hell is that possible? How could he relate? And when we're actually the guys on the team.
They're the players.
Yeah, so it was like, they didn't even appreciate Michael Jordan when he was playing in his time.
Right. That's crazy. That's what I'm saying. And then, like, even now, like, when it comes to, like, female rappers, I noticed that the ones that dress more sexual and sexualize themselves, really the ones that get more clout, they're the ones that get more popularity, more money, more publicity, more whatever. And when you're true to yourself, like, you know, you kind of fly under the radar. Lauryn Hill, you know what I'm saying? Foxy Brown, Remy Ma, yeah. You know what I'm saying? These people are, for some reason, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but society wants you to think that what's popping is, you know what I'm saying,
all whatever what Cardi B and everybody else talking about and doing. But it ain't, that ain't it.
Yeah. Like I always say, a lot of the youth is being misled by, I'm not gonna say it's nothing wrong with the Cardi B's and
no.
Like that. I'm just saying it seems like when you're more, like you said, true to yourself, when you true to your well being, like when you stay really, when you really keep it 100.
Right, because you know she, you know her and Megan the Stallion are not true to themselves. Megan the Stallion is going to school. She don't too much rap about her going to school. She don't too much talk about how she about to change the game and about to have her own freaking residential. She don't talk about that. And Cardi B is a whole wife and a mom of two children. She don't talk about how she, I got the babies and I'm teaching them ABC, 1, 2, 3, yeah. You know what I'm saying? She ain't talking about that.
Nah.
So... yeah, they ain't talking about that.
They only talking about WAP, but
it's WAP. It's about WAP. Did you WAP. Say WAP?
Don't. Hey.
Don't be sitting here. Oh, my bad. You said WAP though.
Hey, smoke. Be quiet. Listen to me. All I'm trying to say is that we have a lot. I have daughters. You know, I have two daughters, and they're both in their teens. So I would really appreciate, like, if they grasp more onto the point that they know that they're Black queens and they have more to offer than, you know, body parts and makeup and looking good. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I be seeing my daughter dancing and shit. I'm like, I hope you know, it's more to life than this. So I have to always stay on them, you know, constantly.
And, you know, and it's unfortunate because, like I said, based off of our history, that's kind of where we're being led, is that like that sexualization of us, of our lips, our skin tone, the way it reflects in the sun, and blase, squase, and maze, baze, like ain't nobody got time for that. But because it's been so sexualized, and even with that one slave, I cannot remember her name, but I want to say her name was like Sarah or something, when she had this really huge ass and they like sexualized her, beat her, like whooped her, chained her, all that stuff. I'm gonna look it up, Spirits. I'm not really sure, but Spirits, if you know who she is, definitely let me know. But I cannot remember her name, but I want to say it was Sarah, but I'm gonna look it up and I'll bring that back to you on next episode, October 31st, Halloween. Anyway, but let's get into this butt breaking. You ready to know what it is?
I'm ready for you to tell me what butt breaking is.
All right, so butt breaking is the act of publicly punishing a male slave, typically, but first flogging him and subsequently sexually assaulting or raping him in front of other slaves. So basically, they would take the biggest Black man, you know, so you think like Busta Rhymes, somebody like, I know The Rock, not like, you know, all the way Black, but okay, I'm trying to think of somebody, okay. Brick Ross, or you know, Wayne. I don't know football players, but you know what I'm saying. Warren
in public humiliating,
and then just flipping them over, turning them over on their ass, and sticking they Caucasian penises in them, and having sex with them in front of their children, their moms, their wives, their brothers, their cousins, their auntie, everybody on the plantation. This big ass Black man just getting pounded and pounded, and the women probably sucking dick right in front of their churn. So, not only did they do it to the women, these Europeans, during slavery and slave trade, the plantation, all that stuff, you know, for over 400 years, but they did it to the men. And I believe that's why some of these days, like why men, I think that's why doggy style is like probably the favorite position. I feel like it really stems from a lot of that history. Like, you know, what do you think? Like, because you said doggy style was your favorite position. Do you feel like it's still your favorite position?
Man. That shit, man. I'm just blessed to grow up in today's society, and I didn't have to, you know. I'm. Let's just say I'm thankful for the people who had to, you know, and do this stuff, you know, go through things, you know, so I can be here today. But I could never, you know, I can't even imagine, you know, when someone taking my manhood in front of my family, in front of my children. You know?
Oh my God. Like, I can't, I mean, I'm saying that same thing as women, like taking your womanhood right in front of your children or in front of your man or just in general. But, like, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, but back to what you were saying about, like, the doggy style thing. It's funny that you say that because I always felt this about back in the day and coming back to now. I feel like that's the same reason why we feel the way we feel about police officers, and sometimes we have problems with the opposite race because it just stems from, like, generations of hate, you know? So, I don't know, you know? That's a good question.
Yeah, I believe that's called post-traumatic slave disorder. And a friend from my old job at UMA, she had told me about it. She had gave me, she was telling me a book about it. And she was just basically saying that a lot of us have post-traumatic slave disorder, where it's like, you know, I think that's why a lot of us are, you know, when it comes to our sexuality, like, we're, you know, we're like that, why we're so easy to be, you know, influenced by, like, jewelry, big cars, clothes, all that stuff. Like, it's all post-traumatic slave disorder. A lot of it. I'm not saying everybody. Some people choose gaudy things and fancy things and flashy things, but not everybody. So, final thought. I want to wrap this up, Spirits. I want to know what you think about buck breaking. I want to know what you think about the history, you know, about this episode. But I want to give you my final thought when it comes to being a sexual person. And this is something that my mom always told me. She said, you know, when it comes to your sexuality, you know, there's nothing more powerful than knowing who you are, knowing your body and how it moves. And she said, when it comes to dating, always make them buy the cow, never give them the milk for free. This is something that my mama would always say. So
you had a poem like that.
I have a poem. I have that in my poem. And I teach that to my children. You know, love yourself, respect your body, respect other people's body. Don't use people's bodies for toys and plays and their games and minds. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to learn who you are by taking up a skill or a job or whatever the case may be, but don't toy and play with other people just for sexual, you know, preferences. It's unfortunate. Society. So, Spirits, I got to go. Stay tuned because we're going to wrap this up. We're about to go into the outro and I'm going to let you know what's coming up. So, please stay tuned. I love you so much and we got to go. Lego.
Peace.
Welcome back, Spirits. It is your girl, Miss Kiki Kamau, and I thank you so much for tuning in to my episode again. Episode 20. Hey, we are on our way. We are on our way. We are on our way. Okay, let me not steal other people's stuff, but I thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening and tuning in. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you'll know when I'm available. You know, follow me, rate me. I really want to know what you think of me. What you think of me? What you think? Okay, I always steal people's. Okay, anyway, but listen, I want to let y'all know what's going on, Spirits. November, we are talking mental health all month long. But we are still in October, so stay tuned for October 31st episode, My Horror Story. So stay tuned for that. I am diving deeper into my history and my sexual stories. I don't know why people want to know my business, but I have my good friend tuning in with me. She's going to be joining me on the show. She got some questions, and I got some answers. That's going to be a Q&A. Events. October Wednesday 19th. October 19th, Wednesday. Every third Wednesday, it is open mic at Creative Lounge. If you do not know these beautiful ladies and you call yourself a performer and artist in Tampa and you don't know these ladies on Fletcher in Nebraska, I don't know you, boo-boo. I just don't know you. But yes, they are here in Tampa, so do not forget them. Head out. They follow them on Instagram at Creative Lounge. Let me actually look them up real quick because I told myself I was going to do that and I did not. But yes. That's the name of the grain. It is LTM Creative Lounge. Spelled the way you spell creative. Spelled the way you spell lounge. LTM Creative Lounge. Definitely check them out every third Wednesday. Open mic this Wednesday, the 19th. I will be there. So
So hopefully you guys will be there too, spirits. October 29th, you will catch me Saturday at 11 a.m. Baptist Rebirth Church. Oh, my bad. At Creative Lounge, it always starts at 7 p.m., spirits. So. But anyway, October 29th, Saturday at 11 a.m., I will be at Baptist Rebirth Church. On Comanche in Tampa, here in Tampa, Florida. You know I'm based out of Tampa. So here in Tampa, Florida, on Hillsborough, on Comanche, across the street from Hillsborough. You know, it is a annual event. They do it, I want to say, like, once a month. I love these people. I love the Lady Queen's Vision Apparel. You got to check her out. She's the one that basically be putting on the events. I love this lady. It's called the Sankofa in the Fall Cultural Market. It's a pop-up shop, spirits. It is a pop-up shop. So you want to go, you want to see some Nigerian clothes. You want to get some, you know what I'm saying, some African waistbeads. You want to feel like you got some, you know what I'm saying, some energy with the rocks and whatnot. What you doing? What you doing missing that? Go there. Go there. Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 29th. I will be there, me and my father. And it is a breast cancer awareness event. Oh, my goodness. So I will be putting on a breast cancer awareness poem. Just a small, short poem. Because, you know, my dad's going to take over the show. So, yes. That. So I do want to give a final shout out before I go, spirits, to a special Black-owned woman's business. You know, it's October and we are still in the Women's Small Business Month. It is still Women's Small Business Month. So I want to give one beautiful lady a shout out, Miss Damasha. Damasha Katrina, she has Takia Divine on lock. She sells jewelry, waist beads, and she is such a beautiful and in tune spirit. So definitely check her out, spirits, because she's doing her thing. She be at pop-up shops everywhere, and you can catch her on Instagram. I can't find it right now, but when I do, I'll bring it back to you, okay? Don't judge me. But don't forget to check me out and look me up on my Instagram, and my handles are as follows. My artist Instagram, you can catch me at Miss Kiki Poetry. I actually changed the name, spirit, so I'm glad I put this out. Miss Kiki Kamau Poetry. That is MZKIKIKAMAU Poetry. That is my artist page. And on YouTube, it is still Miss Kiki Kamau, but I will be changing it soon. Find me on my business page at Kamau Empire CPR on Instagram. And on YouTube, that is Kamau Empire CNPR. Don't forget to hit me up, spirits. But until next time, because I got to get up out of here, I look forward to speaking to you. I look forward to empathizing with you. And I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, fly high, spirits.